hurrying over to an elaborate oak chest. Brang opened it. Rummaging about, he produced two coils of rope.
Take these to Abbess Marjoram. She's a great friend of mine. Last time I was at Redwall, let me see, 8 seasons back, Marjoram showed me around the place. I saw Matthias and Methuselah, the two Abbey bells. Beautiful things with wondrous tones. She allowed me to have a go at ringing them. Not such a good idea as it turned out, me being so large and heavy-pawed. I pulled so hard that I snapped one of the bell ropes. I felt so foolish, but the abbess assured me that they were old ropes, long past their best. Brother Tolum, the abbey bell-ringer, repaired the broken rope. Before I left Redwall, I promised the abbess that I would present her with 2 stout new bell ropes. It took me all last winter, but I spliced these ropes myself. So you will deliver these to Marjoram with my best wishes. I think they'll please her.
The young hare inspected Lord Brang's gifts. They were superbly made. Green and gold fibres had been plaited in an intricate weave, each carried at their ends 2 pieces of wedded elm wood, cleverly carved and pierced to form tolling handles. Buckler ran his paw admiringly over them.
Wonderfully made, sir. These should last a few 100 seasons, eh?
Brang smiled broadly.
I take it you have decided to go travelling, then. Planning on going soon?
Buckler felt the prickle of excitement running through him. He strove to keep his voice level.
Would tomorrow morning after breakfast suit you, Lord?
He winced as the badger shook his paw warmly.
No better time, I'd say, my friend. Are you going alone? Mayhaps you'd do better to take a companion. Always good to travel with a comrade. Might I suggest Subaltern Melitorn Gubthorpe Digglethwaite?
Buckler chuckled.
Of course, good old Diggs. Though I wonder who's going to pull the cart.
Lord Brang looked puzzled.
What cart?
The young hare slotted his sword into the back scabbard he had designed so that he could draw steel swiftly. The hilt showed over his left shoulder.
The cart will need to carry Diggs's victuals. Have you seen the amount of food that tubby rascal can shift?
Diggs was waiting for his friend in the crowded mess hall. He pointed to a small heap of supper set out close to him.
What ho there, Buck? Just about saved you some scoff, what? You have to be nippy with these famine-faced mob about. Tuck in, old lad. You must be jolly hungry, what?
Buckler felt too exhilarated for food, but he kept calm, nibbling some salad and cheese.
No plum duff tonight. That's strange.
Diggs swiftly wiped crumbs from his tunic.
There was only a smidgen left. Miserable little portion. Didn't know you were fond of the blooming duff, or I'd have jolly well saved you some, mate.
Buckler surveyed the empty bowls and platters lying about.
What happened to the apple crumble?
Diggs patted his bulging waistline.
Measly bit left. Had to eat it before it went cold.
Buckler tasted a crumb from an empty dish.
And the mushroom and cauliflower bake?
Diggs smiled guiltily.
Oh, that. No sense in letting the confounded stuff go to waste. Had to polish it off, I'm afraid. Sorry about that, old stick.
Buckler nodded as if in agreement with his gluttonous friend.
Just as well, old chum. You'll need it to keep your strength up for tomorrow.
Diggs captured a slice of his companion's cheese.
Oh, you don't say. Why? What's happening on the morrow?
Buckler explained.
We're travelling southeast to my brother's farm.
Diggs spotted a scone doing nothing. He snatched it.
What? You mean the long patroller out on a march?
Buckler tweaked his ear gently.
No, my old friend, just you and I.
Diggs frowned as he demolished the scone.
I'm no great shakes at all that tramping and marching stuff, but perhaps I'd best stay home and keep my blinking eye on things, don't you know? What?
Buckler shook his head firmly.
Sorry, mate, it's a direct order from the great Lord Brang. You've got to accompany me all the way there and back. No excuses. Those were his very words to me.
Diggs stared miserably around. There was no more food to be had. He heaved a long, suffering sigh.
Ah, well, lackaday. Poor young me. Who am I, a mere Diggs of the ranks, to argue with a badger lord? He must have known you'd need a cool head, some reliable chap like me to keep you out of trouble. Well, Don't worry, Buck Milado. I'll blinkin' well look after you.
It was difficult for Buckler to keep a straight face. However, he managed to shake his friend's paw solemnly.
Lord Brang said I could rely on you. Thank you, my true and trusty comrade.